Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
You get those messages from your insurance company about change of life circumstances that allow you to make adjustments to your plan. We also hear about open enrollment windows where you can make needed changes to your plan. When are those periods? What is a change of life occurrence? And how can a local partner help some specific customers that are experiencing an unanticipated and rare insurance transition? We find out the answer to all of those questions on this week's installment of the Mind Your Business podcast, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. This podcast brought to you each and every week right to your podcast inbox of choice by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. We have a jam-packed show to start your month of July and a timely one at that, especially if you are a customer of the Friday Health Plans. There is a transition going on due to an interruption of service. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, one of many providers that is eligible to step in and help provide that insurance service for you. So our good friend Wayne Randall from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, the Boone Customer Service Center located right here in town, he's got some information about how Blue Cross might be able to help you just assess what your plan was with Friday. Does Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina have something for you? And if not, they can at least give you some parameters that you will want to consider when trying to find another insurance company to handle your insurance needs. But the important thing here is that we are within a special enrollment window, so you've got a very limited time to make these changes. And that kind of got us back into the conversation of, when is it that you can, you know, even try to get insurance? You know, sometimes we have an interruption of insurance coverage in our job. Maybe it's something that was offered to us at one point in time and is no longer available. So now you're out there with no insurance and you've got options that are available to you. You've also got the annual times for Medicare and for the under 65 insurance, where you have specific times on the calendar where you are able to learn about new plans, learn about which one might be right for you and your family, and ultimately enroll in those. But when does that happen? That's not like one of those things that comes up on the calendar. So it's important to have some local folks to help us, whether you use their plans or not. Just remember when the windows are, so you can make timely decisions about healthcare coverage, so businesses can begin to think about some of the ramifications of adding people to insurance, taking people away from insurance, changing how families can access insurance, and what that means for your employees. You know, we've talked a lot over the last few months about benefits and how important they are. We've just crossed over the threshold into July. Many businesses up here in the High Country, ours included at the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, on that July to June fiscal year, these conversations are real right now, trying to figure out, can we as a business afford this plan or this plan? And if we don't, then what happens to our employees that may have had coverage? So this is a timely topic, and it's something that is always a good refresher for those of you that employ folks and want to extend those benefits. Again, if you're a customer of Friday Health Plans, you're looking to see how to navigate that special enrollment window, or you're just looking to plan out a little bit and want to make sure that you write something down in your calendar that says, hey, coming up in at this time period, I need to be starting to look around at insurance options. And the dollars and cents attached to this, they're real. And just a small adjustment in type of coverage, small adjustment of age, all kinds of things can be determining factors on how affordable or not so affordable plans are. So it's absolutely important that you pay attention to these details. And we've got it all distilled down into one like 16-minute conversation with our good friend Wayne Randall. Wayne's also going to talk some about other things that Blue Cross Blue Shield has going on in our community. They've been a strong nonprofit supporter, and we've got some updates on how their new facility is helping them engage with local nonprofits a little bit more, as well as some other information about service providers that they're actually working with. Casting Bread, they've actually opened a food pantry at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, that Boone office on Highway 105. So you want to hear a little bit more about that. Just all in all, good information on the way from Wayne Wayne Randall, our friend at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. Speaking of friends, we have plenty of them in the community. No better than James Milner of Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. He is one of the proud sponsors of the Mind Your Business podcast series. A reminder that Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides you professional commercial real estate services right here in the Boone area. Sales, leasing, consulting, appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. He was awfully helpful to those folks at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina getting into that new space. He helped us into our new space as well. Hard to believe that we've been here for 8 months now. It's wild. For more information, check out the website, AppalachianCRE.com. Few chamber notes and nuggets for you. Some upcoming dates and Watauga Leadership opening up cohort registration for the fall class of Watauga Leadership Development. Let's start with that. If you are interested in that deeper dive of leadership development, especially if you are a leader that is positioned with a staff underneath you, maybe you're ascending and you're about to manage some folks, and you need to start thinking about what are those core values? What are those things that you hold true to you as a leader? The things you want to be about and ultimately want your staff or your customers or both, for that matter, you want them to know that you're about. Watauga Leadership Development is well positioned for you. Also, it's great for people that have been through a leadership development course already and you're just looking for a little bit more information on core principles. This is the right cohort for you. So we have a special fall class. Now, we are still going to be running our normal spring cohorts that will start in late January and be done in May. That registration coming around a little bit later this fall. But for this special fall cohort, we plan on starting with a retreat day in late August and then having two classes per month in September, October, November, and getting you all wrapped up before Thanksgiving with this critical information. So you can check out the course outline on the website. It's got dates, it's got a schedule, it's got all of the things that you need to know about the particular things that we'll be covering. And most importantly, it's got a way for you to register. We've got 20 spots available in the cohort. We've only got 10 that are remaining. So if you're interested in getting involved in the fall cohort of Watauga Leadership Development, you'll want to go to boonchamber.com now and get registered for that before our spaces are up. We're not allowing more than 20 in the fall cohort, trying to keep the number a little bit smaller with just the one class going. And then again, we'll be offering these in the late winter, early spring of 2024 as well. So more information available on the website. Check it out, boonchamber.com. Also, great opportunity for you to register for our next Business After Hours that is coming up on the 13th of July. We'll be high up on the rooftop of the Life Store building on Highway 321, Blowing Rock Road, right in the middle of Boone, and we invite you to join us for that. Co-sponsor of that event, along with Life Store Bank, is our friends at Skyline Skybest, and we'll also have an appearance at the venue by Blue Ridge Conservancy as they talk about Roundup for the Middle Fork Greenway. We had Wendy Patapersti on the program a couple of weeks ago, talking about how businesses are supporting the creation of the Greenway between Boone and Blowing Rock. Some big time grant dollars out there available for leveraging funds that are raised during a time like this to unlock more state and federal funds that can help get that Greenway path completed a little bit sooner than anticipated. So, businesses that are participating in the roundup, you've probably seen them around town. They've got everything from rounding up at the register to just little coin jars at the register where you can pop some money in. If you're a business that may not have the daily transaction volume for that, and you're just looking for a way to get involved in this process, get involved in this community fundraiser, Blue Ridge Conservancy will have a table at our Business After Hours coming up on July 13th, and they'll tell you all about that. No need to contribute money right there on the spot. You can just learn a little bit more about the process, about how to get your business linked up with the roundup for the Greenway. I'm sure they'll also have a way for you to donate money, but that's not necessary for coming to Business After Hours. We're going to have a good time nonetheless. So Life Store Bank, July 13th, 5:00 to 7:00. Head to the website now and register. We've got over 100 people RSVP'd for this event already. You can do that yourself at boonchamber.com. Real quick, before we get to our good friend Wayne Randall, one more sponsor we want to thank, and that, of course, being Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, their Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower, now officially opened at Watauga Medical Center, fulfilling Appalachian Regional Healthcare System's commitment to providing exceptional healthcare for the High Country region. That new patient care tower, designed specifically to improve patient flow, safety, privacy, all cornerstones of healthcare excellence in the 21st century. The emergency department department, imaging, diagnostics, surgery suites, all located within close proximity to ensure time-saving and efficient care continuity. Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, proud to be your healthcare home right here in the High Country. And yes, they do accept Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina insurance. Wayne Randall actually talks about that here in just a moment. So instead of just talking about Wayne, why don't we just bring him right on here? Wayne Randall, our guest on this week's installment of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned before the break, our chance to catch up with our good friend Wayne Randall from the Boone Center of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. New and improved facility. We had so much fun celebrating the grand opening and the ribbon cutting. There was all this great food. Wayne, I think we just got done with our to-go boxes from that event. So thank you for joining us on the program again. And tell us a little bit about the center. Remind people where it is and what you've been able to accomplish in there thus far now that you're in your new space.
Yeah, thanks, David. Yeah, it was a good time, and that was some really good food, and I'm glad you got to enjoy it for a while. So our new center is located at 2640 Highway 105. We are in the same building complex as Greystone Eye Care, if you're familiar with that, right across from the Ingles out on 105. We're in Suite 101. Just a great space. We've even seen some increased foot traffic since moving to our new space. Bigger space, and we're open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday. So just stop on by if you want to see the space, have a cup of coffee with us on us, and love to talk to you about more what our space is doing.
Well, and a beautiful facility, beautiful place to convene meetings. I know we'll talk more about some of the things that you've got going on from Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina's perspective in the space. But we also know that a number of other nonprofit agencies have been able to utilize that facility for meetings or for just gatherings of different kinds. So we certainly appreciate your willingness to do that as a local business, and know that all of the various agencies that seem to be on the constant lookout for space, appreciate it as well. Wayne, I know that we talk a lot about life-changing events when it comes to insurance, and that often comes around that period of time you may be outside of open enrollment and you've had, you know, a new child, or maybe, you know, somebody's moved out of the home and they're off your insurance now, and you have these limited little windows to make changes. Otherwise, you've got to wait for the big open enrollment periods. It sounds like we have one of those not necessarily life-changing events, but somewhat of a changing event for those that have been part of the Friday Health Plans with their recent announcement about discontinuing their service. How can folks utilize Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina to maybe fill in that gap?
Yeah, thanks, David. That's a great question. So unfortunately, Friday Health Plans has dissolved and are doing away with their plans in North Carolina. And so effective July the 2nd, this year, members who were with Friday Health Plan as their health insurance now have what they call a special enrollment period. Because of the leaving, because of them no longer selling plans and will no longer be in North Carolina and being dissolved as a company, it gives those folks an opportunity to switch plans. And that's where we come in. We're here to help those who are looking at losing their health insurance through that. That open enrollment, that special enrollment period will continue through August 31st, where you have that opportunity to make some changes. There'll be some things that may not be beneficial to the member because they're losing their plan. They're going to have to switch, and some things will go with that. And we'd love to just sit down with them individually, one-on-one, and just talk about what that looks like for them and how we can help them here at the center. As always, looking to make that connection with the member and get them some help that they need.
And again, if there's anybody that's out there that kind of falls into this category, what's the best way for them to make that appointment or make that contact? Is there a special link on a website, or should they just call your office directly?
Yeah, they can just call us directly. And our local number here in Boone is 828-276-1294. That's 828-276-1294. We can start that conversation over the phone. We can help you make an appointment to be able to come in and sit down with one of our consultants. Or you can schedule that appointment on our website. You go to bluecrossnc.com/centers and find the Boone Center and make you an appointment to come in and sit down with one of our consultants to talk about your options, how we can help you. It's just an unfortunate circumstances for these members with Friday Health Plans. But we are afforded that opportunity to be able to help them, get them a plan with Blue Cross and see what's the best option for them.
And I would imagine, in addition to kind of the business side of this and making sure that you get that coverage lined up, this would be an excellent opportunity for people that may have been on one of the Friday plans and had specific healthcare needs, maybe certain providers. This is an opportunity to make sure that there are in-network matchups with Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. Is that correct?
That's correct. So anytime you're looking for a health plan, you always want to bring those doctors and those medications with you so we can pair you up with a plan that will fit your need. Fortunately for us here in Boone, there's, you know, one healthcare system. So I don't know of any doctors that don't take Blue Cross. So usually your doctors here in this area are covered. Of course, we have statewide coverage with our plans here in the Boone area. Your plan that you would purchase gives you that statewide or cross-state plan as well, where you can see doctors in Tennessee or Virginia, wherever you're close to. So yeah, it's a great opportunity to check those doctors, check that medications, to make sure you're on the right plan for your family and for your health needs.
The more information you can bring, the better that transition will be. And certainly appreciate Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina stepping in during this time of transition for those that had those Friday health plans. All right, we're going to step aside for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about what Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina is doing right here in the Boone Center, making various connections with organizations. We've heard a lot from Wayne about how the new facility would play into that. And now we've seen evidence of some of those interactions. And I know that there's plenty more ahead as well. You are listening to Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, visiting with Wayne Randall of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, the Boone Center located on Highway 105, brand new facility. Still smells like fresh paint inside there right now. And with that new facility comes new opportunity to engage not only nonprofit groups, which we talked about a moment ago, and I'm sure we'll elaborate on him some here soon. But Wayne, this has been an opportunity for community outreach for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. I know one of the last things we discussed was having students from the Watauga High School Foods Program coming over and doing some catering for you and staying around to have interaction with some members that were there for a specific event. Now that you've had a little time in the new space, what new is up your sleeve in terms of ways that you can allow this facility to serve as a community convening point?
Absolutely. Yeah. And just to remind everybody that that communication with the high school, man, was just a phenomenal thing. So they come and cater to a meal to our senior adult bingo that we have the second and fourth Thursday of every month from 11 to 1. We provide lunch. They were grateful in doing that, looking to partner with them as they start back to school again to do some more of that. And I believe the students actually had a better time than the senior adults. It was just a great time with them, and we're grateful those students came. But we're doing things like that, and it's open to community. It's not just open to a Blue Cross member. Everything that we do is open to the entire community to come and participate. We do that. Like I said, we do the bingo. It's geared towards senior adults, but anybody can come and play on that second and fourth Thursday. We just ask you to call the center, make a reservation spot so we make sure we have enough lunch for everyone. We've partnered with Coyote Kitchen, Stick Boy, and Peddling Pig on providing those meals. The Watauga High School Foods Program has been here. So we use local businesses to provide that meal. So it's a great opportunity. We support Total Local. Everything is local with us. And so just some of the things that we're currently doing. We have partnered with Casting Bread on food insecurity, and we do a pantry pop-up here on the last Thursday of every month. from 4:00 to 7:00, 4:30 to 7:00. If you know someone in need or you're in need of food, stop by and do some shopping. It's you pick what you want. A great opportunity. No questions asked. We don't ask for any information from you. We just allow you to get that food. And that's just a community involvement. We want to be here for food insecurities, because if people are healthy, they have healthier outcomes in utilizing their healthcare plan. And when you eat right and you have food, then that all goes in together with that. We're looking at doing some other exciting events coming up, to be determined on when those will be. Movie days for the community. We're going to have, you know, a time where you senior adults or anybody can come by, have some movie popcorn, just general community activity. To be able to be involved with those is just some of the activities we have going on. We've partnered with the Children's Council. They're utilizing it for their meeting spaces, for their committees and their board meetings. They utilized it for Ms. Trivett's retirement party the other day. So, you know, just great things that you say, wow, at an insurance company, you're having a retirement party. That's what it's for. It's to allow the community to experience something that some of these nonprofits don't have the space to do. And so our space is offered for free to a nonprofit. We don't charge anything. We just ask you to call us, tell us what you're doing, and when you would like it scheduled for, and we do everything we can to accommodate that. So just a great time to be able to mingle with the community and get to meet them in that time.
Wayne Randall joining us from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, the Boone Center here on Mind Your Business. And Wayne, I would imagine too that with some of those events, you're talking about the adult senior bingo and movie days, some things like that. For people that may be living in a home by themselves, or maybe have a loved one that's at a facility, they're not in the home with them, I would imagine that the opportunity to just be active means so much to extend someone's quality of life. And that obviously plays into future healthcare scenarios, but what a great opportunity to just have a space and have programming to do that kind of thing. Do you find that people are finding that to be somewhat rejuvenating in a way to be able to mingle with people and just have human connection in situations where maybe they didn't have a place to do that before?
Absolutely. We have several different scenarios. We have a lady that's very regular. She's raising her grandkids, you know, they're in their teenage years. This gives her an opportunity to get out and meet some adults, you know, instead of being there with, she loves her grandkids, wants to be with them, but everybody needs that break. And this gives her a time of break. Saw two other participants in our bingo. They were exchanging email address and phone numbers because they found out they kind of live in the same area and they're going to be able to get together and communicate outside of bingo. So yeah, it's about that community connection. You know, so many times our senior adults sit at home alone, nowhere to go, no real communication. And this just gives them an opportunity to get out, meet some different people, have a little fun, because we have some fun little giveaways that we give with the bingo winners. And, you know, we get to sit and eat lunch and talk, and we just have a good old time. And we're not here to sell during that time. We don't mention our plans. We don't talk about insurance. In fact, if someone starts talking about it, we ask them to make an appointment and come back another day. This day, this time is just strictly to build relationships and to have a little fun and just forget about everything else that's going on.
Well, and speaking of that, I know that a number of conversations tend to come up when people get around and speak. And one of those has to be just kind of that continual calendar that you have to pay attention to. If you're on an insurance plan and you need to make a change, or you're going through the process of just re-enrolling for the next year, as we talked about earlier, there are specific windows and times to do that. Can you just kind of give some people some date range reminders if they're looking for Medicare open enrollment or regular open enrollment? When are the times that they should etch on their calendar to make sure that they don't forget that the opportunity to make changes is coming around the corner?
Absolutely. And those times fly. You'll wake up in the morning and realize it's here. So for our Medicare, it starts October the 15th. And runs through December the 7th. That's for anybody 65 and older, that open enrollment period where they can make some changes to their plans. And then under 65, that starts November the 1st, usually runs through December the 15th. I think, again, it's going to be extended to January the 15th. I think they've signed that kind of into law. But if you want to change for the under 65 to take effect January 1st, you have to make that change by December the 15th. So we always say November 1st to December 15th for that January 1st change to take place. And then, of course, always, anytime there's something changing in your life, you know, you have health insurance through your job and, you know, you lose that or something like that, that opens up that special enrollment period for you to come in and sit down and see what your options are as well. So just think of those times. It'll be here before you know it. And we're just excited about being involved in the community. We were getting involved and then COVID hit. And so everything just kind of shut down. And now with our new facility, we're just excited. So if you are a nonprofit and you want to see how the facility could be used for your nonprofit's benefit, or you partner with a nonprofit and you just want to see, stop by and give us a call. We'd be glad to show you our facilities and show you what we're able to do and just how we can work it out.
Wonderful information, as always, from Wayne Randall, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, the center located right here in Boone on Highway 105, same building as the Greystone Eye facility, just well-positioned and always well-intentioned when it comes to finding ways to partner with individuals and community organizations throughout the High Country. Wayne, as always, our time flies as well. Look forward to talking to you again soon and appreciate everything you all are doing to keep the High Country in mind as you go about your days at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina.
Thank you, David. It's a great time. Thanks for having me.
All righty. That's Wayne Randall. I'm David Jackson. That does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We are right back with you again, same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.